broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November 25th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Yes, we use the rule of law, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our blueprint. And yes, we use the checks and balances put in place by our founders. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We break down all kinds of news, put it in a constitutional context just for you. Hopefully it's entertaining and educational. Kirk Cosby's on the road. He's with me now. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. I guess Kurt wants to talk about underwear. I know this is crazy, but it's essential that we talk about underwear, Kurt.
Well, they are essential, but here's the problem.
They're essential unless you don't wear them, Kurt.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I don't know if you know, but there's a whole movement across the United States to go free, Kurt.
Fair, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw it and I was like, $400 for a pair of underwear? You know, I mean, it was just insane. But, you know, people pay just way too much money for so many things. And that's just a great example of, you know, I guess they got designer kinds and, you know, kinds you can, you know, I don't know, it warms up with you or cools off with you or whatever, you know. But it was just a crazy news story, you know. And, you know, people that have a hard time making ends meet and then they spend money like that, you know, it makes no sense to me, you know. It's almost federal thinking, isn't it?
Now, Kurt, this underwear issue is serious business, man. You can't.
Yeah. Right.
You got to explain to people what we're talking about, Kurt. There's an article. A huge article, I might add. And the headline says, a pair of boxers for $400. Men's boxers or men's underwear goes high end.
Yeah.
Now, this story is by a guy named Guy Trepe.
Yeah.
Or Trebe, is that how you say it?
All right.
Now, once, Kurt, they were known as unmentionables, okay? You know, undergarments, underclothing, okay? I mean, you couldn't say pregnant on TV, you don't talk about underwear, you don't do any of that stuff, okay?
Right.
But let me just tell you something right now. Joe Arpaio, toughest sheriff of the nation, he busted out and created pink underwear for men.
That's right. And they were a lot less than $400 a pair.
Well, that depends, Kurt, because we had a pair of them.
Oh, that's right.
And Sheriff Richard Mack got on stage with good old Joe Arpaio, and they auctioned off that pair, and buddy, it fetched more than $400.
Good point.
Now, this is pair of boxers for $400, they're going high end. Now, the main goal was, look, you were taught by your mom, Kurt, listen, we're going to talk about your underwear for a minute. Son, you need to always put on a pair of clean underwear. Because if you get run over by a bus and they're working on you, you want to make sure your underwear is clean, okay?
Yeah, very important.
Now, they never mentioned that one of those harrowing experiences might make your underwear not too clean, even if you started out clean, but that's another topic. When we were young, you would never even show your underwear, Kurt.
Good point.
But now, if you don't show your underwear, Kurt, you're not even cool.
That's right.
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, right? Remember that back in the day on American Idol?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All right. You got the good general busting out? Now, I guess they call it a shift in the culture, Kurt.
Shift. Yeah.
Now, don't worry. That was before Justin Bieber, and that was before sexting took hold.
Mm.
Now, it gets worse.
Yes.
Because now they're depicting one of the top tennis players stripped down to underwear. But now, what is it, Tommy Hilfiger? Is that how you say it, Kurt? Not the name?
I think so.
They got new line of what they call sexy boxer briefs, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be what? TMI, too much info? Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
Now, Calvin Klein helped with the trend. They're called premium underwear for men.
Yeah.
Now, they're researching, testing. They've done everything we can already do in women's fashion, Kurt, so now they're moving to the men.
Yeah, that's right. They already sell the women's stuff that costs way too much money.
Well, and they become a little too, I don't know, Victoria's Secrets tells the tale, I guess. I mean, yeah. If I say Victoria's Secrets, that says enough, right, Kurt?
Yeah, no secret.
Now, I guess they're working on younger and younger models. And anyway, it's a big issue. So I'm telling you right now, they're starting to sell high-end underwear. Now, is this a story that relates to the economy in trouble, Kurt, or what? I mean, you can't buy food for your kids, but you can buy the latest sexy boxers? I don't really get it. I mean, pretty soon Trump's going to come out with his own line of boxers,
good,
right, Kurt? And you got to have the Trump underwear. I mean, come on. Now, Trump is taking the world by storm, speaking of that. Headline now says, and they're taking down Carson, Kurt. Remember how I told you? They did this in 2008. They did it in 2012. The Republicans are doing it again. That is, they let a candidate surge only to fail. Surge only to fail. Surge only to fail. And every time they do that, the ideas, the issues that that candidate espoused or backed or supported or made their kind of key campaign components, if you will, those issues die along with the candidate for the most part. That's their hope. So they had Carson rise. Now Carson's falling. Headline from the mainstream press articulates it like this. You ready, Kurt?
Yes.
Carson is cratering while Trump rises on Tough Talk, USA Today.
Yes.
So, Kurt, Carson is cratering. Cool. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, like you always say, he wants media makes the rules, and they can make him greater or they can make him press. You know?
Yeah.
Them.
Now, they say two people are moving up in the Carson struggle situation. Can you guess them, Kurt?
Cruz and Rubio.
You roger that, sir. Dead on. And the next headline articulates the same thing, but a different way. So they're all making a point, but they're doing it differently. The next headline says, Iowa poll had Cruz doubling support, passing Carson, and nearing Trump. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you got to make a horse race or else people don't want to watch the race. Right, Sam?
I agree.
Part of the
that's what they're doing.
Part, yeah.
Iowa poll. Cruz doubling support. Passing Carson and nearing Trump. Now, do you think Carson can get out of this media meltdown, Kurt? Because it's the media that told you that Carson was doing so awesome.
Yeah.
And it's the media that's now telling you, well, I mean, Carson's a crater, Kurt. Carson's going down. Now, let me tell you why the mainstream press says he's going down. His lack of knowledge on foreign policy. And, well, he's not that genuine about his personal life, Kurt.
Yeah, because they said he lied about when he was a kid. Or...
Yeah, he told people he was violent when he was a kid, and everybody else says no, he wasn't. Now, never mind Hillary. I mean, she's got skeletons in the closet to the umpteenth degree. So does Trump, by the way.
Yeah.
But somehow that's going to take Carson down to the polls, but it's going to give Trump and Hillary rise. The next headline says Trump is best one to take on Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
I kid you not. This is just amazing. The mainstream press controlling the narrative like you've never seen before. Anyway, they say Ted Cruz has more than doubled his support in Iowa over the last month. Four out of five Iowa Republicans. I mean, this is like a Dennis survey thing kind of now. Four out of five Iowa Republicans say that Syrian refugees should not be allowed to settle in their state. So the guy that says he's going to create a database of terrorists, a database of Muslims, a database of mosques, whatever you want to say, and they say he's most likely to take on this issue seriously.
Yep.
Now, Jeb Bush was supposed to basically kick in, but he didn't make it. Curtis out right now.
Yeah, he's getting less votes than the ones who say they won't vote.
2016 caucus will be driven by very conservative voters and those without a degree, they say.
Yeah.
All right. Now, even the next headline rolls out an actor in support of Cruz. I'll tell you about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the headlines are so weird, but they're engineering what they want. The press has been involved in manipulating the polls and manipulating the agenda of the American population's opinions for so long, it's beyond imagination. The headline now from Fox News poll, Kurt, says this: Trump up 10 points, but Rubio is best to beat Hillary. Let me say it again. Trump up 10 points. But Rubio best to beat Hillary, Fox poll. What are they talking about, Kurt?
Well, they're doing their best to tell you that the establishment, number one, wants Rubio. And that's how you get basically, the insider big money is you've got to have a guy like Rubio because he's the replacement for Bush. But,
yeah, so how can Trump even have a greater commanding lead, mm-hmm. but Rubio's the guy to beat Hillary? What are they talking about?
Does it stand?
All right, now how about the Reuters 5-day rolling average poll, Kurt? Can you talk about that for a second?
Well, they're showing that Trump's nearly at 40%.
Yeah, 38% for Trump right now.
Yeah. And they say that he's the most popular among folks who make 100 G's or less a year. Yeah, you know, like working stiffs. You know, they're not the insiders or the kingmen. They're not the guys that like Trump, you know. That's what they're saying.
What does that even mean?
Well, it just, you know, it's just their way of checking it. But it is interesting. In that poll, Bush had less than the ones who want to choose, I won't vote. So, you know, but they didn't say he's got to go home yet, you know.
Trump, 38%. Cruz, 11.6%. Carson, 11.5%. Rubio, 8.2%. But Rubio's the best to beat Hillary? What are they talking about, man?
Yeah, makes no sense.
And Trump's not even in the list, Kurt. I'm sorry, Bush. Sorry, not Trump. Bush is not even in the list. They don't even mention, out of the top four, Trump, Cruz, Carson, and Rubio. The top four don't even mention Bush. He's gone. Unless, Kurt, the mainstream press decides he's not gone. People don't understand how powerful the press is, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you right now. All right, now, Kurt, are you there still? Did we lose you? All right, yeah, we lost Kurt, so I'm going to somehow try to talk to you and see if I can get Kurt back at the same time. Shall I try that, ladies and gentlemen? This is interesting, to say the least, because the mainstream press used to be able to get away with, how do I say this, not letting people know their agenda. They used to get away with that.
South of Vegas, down by the big lake.
Tell Verizon to get better coverage down by the lake, Kurt. Would you do that for me?
Yeah, it's amazing that you can drive along and actually have connection most of the time.
But yeah. All right, so what I'm saying, though, is the mainstream press, Kurt, used to be able to make their agenda kind of secret. They used to be able to kind of hide behind their agenda. You didn't know they were so manipulative. But we can see it every day. How on earth can you say Trump up 10 points, but Rubio best to beat Hillary? Kurt, Rubio is the last of the four in the Reuters rolling 5-day poll average. How can you in good faith even say that Rubio's best to beat Hillary when three candidates are ahead of him?
It's just, if you're the media, you can pretty much say anything.
You're right, but we're catching them at it every time.
That's
now,
right.
Believe it or not, do you know who James Woods is, Kurt?
James Woods? No.
He's an actor.
We're getting ready to go over Hoover Dam.
He's an actor and so-called noted conservative, okay?
Very good.
This actor and noted so-called conservative, James Woods, made a huge announcement on Monday about his political plans, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
For 2016, they say after a lot of consideration, he's supporting Ted Cruz for president. Now, the actor dropped the news on Twitter, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, here's what he said. He said, after a lengthy phone call with Ted Cruz, I'm in.
Yeah, just like we've had. Lengthy phone calls.
That's the reason that I bring it up, Kurt. How did this so-called conservative actor, James Woods, just get a hold of Ted Cruz? Hey, Ted.
$5,000.
Hey, Ted, it's James. How you doing, sir? Good, 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 good. Yeah, the family's well. How did that all happen? I can't get a hold of Ted Cruz if my life depends on it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Now, I don't know how many people know who James Woods is. I don't even know the name, but but I don't keep track of actors and actresses. But is this actor so important, Kurt, that he can get a hold of him? Just because he's an actor, or maybe because he has a lot of money, I don't know. But is that actor so much more important than, say, nationally syndicated talk show host that is in the news and deals with the news every single day, all day?
That's a good question.
I'm not saying that I'm more important, but I am saying that actor is just an actor. He's not a newsmaker like we are. He's not in the news like a talk show host. He doesn't have a forum by which to help the candidate promote his views like we may have.
That's right.
Who is James Woods anyway? An actor. A so-called conservative? Okay. I don't even know who that is. I'm not down on the guy. But I am making a point.
At least they could tell us what movies he was in or something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. Now, I'm not really trying to compare myself to the actor. But I am trying to make a point to where you understand. A guy like me in the news can't really get a hold of Cruz no matter what. Cruz can email me every day and beg for money like I'm his best friend, though. But then this actor could just get a hold of, you know, Ted, no problem. Hey, Ted, it's James. He refers to a 45-minute conversation they had, Kurt, before he decided to endorse him.
Yep.
Now, I guess this guy, James Woods, was at the, you know, 47th Primetime Emmy Awards and stuff. He was born James Howard Woods back in 1947, so he's 68, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he was born in Utah. Now, they say he's an American. That's his nationality, Kurt. Did you know there's a nationality called an American?
Wow.
I guess he went to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, but he didn't graduate, Kurt.
Oh, darn.
He's an actor. Producer is an occupation. 1970 to present. Catherine Morrison is his spouse.
One wife?
Well, no. Sarah Owens, the second one.
Oh.
He appeared in a variety of films, Kurt.
Yeah.
Including The Onion Field. You're familiar with that, right?
No. That's where they pick onions?
I guess so. Once Upon a Time in America. You know that film, don't you, Kurt?
No.
Come on, it's back in 84. Come on, Kurt.
You remember that?
No. Heck no.
Okay.
How about the film Salvador, Kurt?
Salvador. I don't remember that.
Come on, 1986, Kurt. What's wrong with you? How about the film Casino, man?
Out of the loop.
How about the film Casino back in 95, man?
Casino?
Yeah.
I think, was that a James Bond?
I don't know. How about the film Nixon? That was 95. Ghosts of Mississippi? Hercules? White House Down? He acted in Shark?
I might have heard that one.
This guy's seriously important, ladies and gentlemen. He should get the Ted Cruz in about 3 seconds, huh?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com. and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We're talking about conservative actor James Woods. And a listener just called me on my personal office line, which, by the way, I don't mind a bit. I'm just making a point that people can actually get a hold of me. So when I tell you that I'm frustrated that I can't get a hold of people, I'm genuine in that people can get a hold of me. Okay, so I don't just tell you, oh man, I can't get a hold of them as if I'm a rock star and then nobody can get a hold of me. I don't play that way, okay? It's bogus, it's wrong, and people do it all the time, and it's offensive. Okay, but anyway, James Woods was popular in the 90s, say this listener, and The Hard Way is a movie that James was in, and he was quite popular in the 90s. He's also in television movies. He's in The Promise. He's in My Name is Bill W., he's also in the animated series Hercules. His voice work has been heard in The Simpsons, Family Guy, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, and in films such as Stuart Little 2. He was, I guess, as Falcon in that film. He was in Disney's Hercules. Okay, now, I'm not telling you that he's a bogus actor or that he's been in nothing or that he's a nobody. Because I'm not about somebody being a nobody or somebody being important, per se. Okay? In other words, I believe that we're all God's children and that we're all basically equals. I don't believe somebody's better than somebody else. But I looked through this whole Wikipedia article on this guy. And he's read a bunch of awards. He's been in video games. He's done all kinds of things. Okay? He was born, believe it or not, in Vernal, Utah. His father was an Army intelligence officer, okay? His mother operated a preschool after her husband's death. Okay, so I'm not downing this guy. I'm not against James. That's not my point. My point is, what about Sam Bushman? I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. I'm on AM and FM affiliates across the country. I'm syndicated by a couple of radio networks. I've been in the radio for 20-plus years. I was one of the top 250 talkers in the nation for 2010. I've been written up in Radio World for my knowledge of technical issues relating to radio. I own a nationally syndicated radio network in addition to my show. On top of that, I serve as the Vice President of Operations for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Not to mention, I've developed software in the radio industry that's sold to well over 300 radio stations. I've got 8 children. We've homeschooled them all. I nationally speak all over the country on constitutional issues. Now, my goal isn't to tell you that I'm more important than James in any way. But I am in the news media and can provide Ted Cruz a forum by which he could tell his tale, to where he could connect with the American people, where he could solidly deliver details about where he stands on issues that could not be manipulated by the mainstream press. And all it would take would be a couple of mentions on the national campaign stage in the debates, for instance, with 13, 14, 20 million viewers watching to say, yeah, I've been on long-form radio programs like Liberty Roundtable, syndicated by Sam Bushman, and other talk shows like Joyce Riley's The Power Hour, thepowermall.com, and, for example, you know what, John Stattmiller, the National Intel Report, or Vincent Finelli, or, you know, you could name several people. And it would instantly add credibility to who we are in the media. It would also give the mainstream press a run for their money. I mean, after all, this guy was the most aggressive in going after the media of anybody. That's Ted Cruz. So I don't know what Ted Cruz sees in this James guy. But for some reason, James can get a hold of Ted and they can talk for 45 minutes and then Ted can get an endorsement from James Woods. But I can't even get a hold of Ted Cruz if my life depends on it. Now, I'm not trying to tell you how important I am, but I am trying to make a point. What is going on here? In America, we know there's an insider status and then the rest of us. And we've referred to it oftentimes as flyover country. The great unwashed is who we are, but the insiders just hang out like buddies, right? Okay, well, what about that, Kurt, when it's like that? I'm not comparing myself to James as if I'm more popular, but what I'm saying is James a somebody and I'm a nobody? Is his credentials, see, my credentials may not be as good as James's, but at least they're in the field to do something for Ted Cruz. Unless James has a name that Ted wants, and James has money that Ted wants, and Sam doesn't have either, maybe. Okay, what is this about? And I get that Hillary's going to have an insider club, that Jeb Bush is going to have an insider club. I get that Trump might be a rock star, and they're hard to get a hold of, okay? But Ted Cruz should be the senator that connects with American people. Ted Cruz is supposed to be the guy that's like your next-door neighbor. Ted Cruz is the guy that emails me every single day asking me for money. Hillary doesn't do that. Trump doesn't do that. So it makes sense that they may be harder for me to get a hold of. But Ted Cruz, I mean, in the emails, acts like he's my best friend. Right after the debates, he emails me, and it's supposedly right from his cell phone. It says at the bottom, from my iPhone. See, the disingenuousness of this drives me nuts. Now, you could say, well, James is really popular. He gets 45 minutes. Sam, you only get 5. Okay. What about the free airtime I'm willing to give you? What about that? You want free airtime? You beg me money for every day. I'll give it to you in spades in airtime. But I can't even get a hold of you to take it for free at my expense. Something, Kurt, are you there? Something doesn't add up. I think we lost Kurt again. All right, they're trying to take down Trump, but they're not very successful at it as the problem. Okay, I don't know why they're not that successful, but they're not. They try to attack Trump in every way they can, but everything they do, it just seems like it makes Trump a greater rock star. And the mainstream press is beside themselves of why this is. Now, I don't personally believe that's the truth. That's the narrative they want you to believe. Okay, they want you to believe that somehow Trump's defied their control mechanism. I do not, for one, believe it. I know everybody else does. I hear talk show host after talk show host after talk show host suggest that. But they make you believe that Trump somehow just grows. No matter what negative press they give, but it defies their logic they claim. I don't agree with this. I think that it's all staged. But the headline says this. Shortcuts and salesman-like stretches are Trump's answers to tough issues. Now, they go on and on about this. Okay? And they, and the whole article just don't understand how the more Trump ignores things, the more of a rock star he is. They say, here are some of Donald Trump's favorite ways to deal with tough issues. His refusals to be pinned down on details of his positions are astounding. Now, they go on and talk about how his foreign policy, how he deals with illegal immigrants, how he wants to create mosque lists to track them. Okay. Anyway, here's what's interesting. Trump claimed that he saw crowds of people on TV in New Jersey celebrating when 9/11 happened. And the mainstream press is just saying that's false. That's false. Fact checkers show that to be false. Okay. But it's interesting what happens, Kurt. Because, well, Trump claimed he watched in Jersey City. He repeated the claim to Mr. Stephanopoulos. Now, Trump did not budge on the issue when the fact checkers checked it. This is why Trump's getting so much support. Okay, he claimed that thousands of people were cheering. And the fact checkers said that's bogus. But he repeated the claim on George Stephanopoulos. Now, they say it was false because fact checkers checked it. But here's the problem, Kurt. Mr. Trump did not budge. Instead, he pointed on Monday to a 2001 Washington Post article that said that a number of people in Jersey City were detained and questioned for allegedly celebrating on their rooftops. Now, here's the problem. Now what you've got is the Trump standing on his point. Now, many people have tweeted that that's the case. So here's the problem. Back in the day, you had people, witnesses, that claimed that people in Jersey City were celebrating about 9/11. You literally have a 2001 Washington Post article that said this was alleged and that the people were questioned about this. Trump claims he personally saw it happen, Kurt. So now you got a Washington Post article and Donald Trump is a witness against the mainstream press.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This article is so important because it documents that we're on different planets when it comes to the news we even want to talk about and cover, Kurt. The mainstream press wants to promote the headline that shortcuts and salesman-like stretches are Trump's answer to tough issues. In other words, Trump will never really get to it. And he makes up for his lack of knowledge on issues by just going off on big old long salesman rants and by, you know, get short answers or shortcuts that just, you know, general statements. We're going to take America back, or, you know, we're going to make America great again. Those kind of a shortcut statement that just kind of blanket says nothing but tells you everything. That's what Barack Obama did back in the day, and they never called him on it, for one. Now, I'm not defending Trump doing that. I'm just making a point. Number two, the mainstream press wants to talk about that. But I want to talk about this big old controversy between Trump and the mainstream press. Trump says, I saw people in Jersey back in the 2001 days of the 9/11 event celebrating over 9/11 in America. And the mainstream press says, oh, that's not true. You're lying. Trump points to a 2001 Washington Post article that said a number of people in Jersey City were detained and questioned for allegedly celebrating on the rooftops. That's what the Washington Post article says. Now, here's the problem. Trump says that he saw it, Kurt. I want to do a long-form radio program with Trump and say, what did you see? Let's talk about your eyewitness account. Let's quadruple down on this thing. Are you there, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
What do you say to that? Point. Now you got a witness in an article against the mainstream press here, and no one's talking about it.
Well, yeah, that's because it's one of those dirty little secrets that you're not supposed to bring up, you know, that the media doesn't always tell the truth. It's incredible to see. I think one of the things that has happened with Trump lately is that he has gotten a big pump after the whole Paris thing, you know, with the terrorists doing what they did there, and people realizing that, hey, what he has said is basically what needs to happen. And there's, you know, not too many other guys are saying that, from what I can tell. Interesting to see his move in the polls, though, you know, with almost 40%, at least according to Reuters, and then the other next two guys being close to 10%. That's a big...
It's a huge, almost a landslide, but remember, everybody else is ready to beat Hillary more than he is.
Yeah.
See, these people are crazy. Now, I want to debate this eyewitness account of Trump. Okay, Trump says that he saw it. Trump also points to an article where the government were detained and questioned. Is that true? That's what the Washington Post said, Kurt. Now, if the Washington Post is wrong, let's expose them for bogus reporting. If they're correct, Trump just hit on a big key to 9/11. If these people were questioned... Why were they questioned? Were there people celebrating? The mainstream press wants to use the headline above. Yeah, you know, Trump is just this crazy salesman. He says all kinds of stuff that when we fact check it, it doesn't come out. How do you fact check it if you don't drill into the Washington Post article, Kurt, and find out, were they really celebrating or not?
Well, they make up the facts as they go, Sam.
Well, that's the whole point.
It's the story.
But we could help everybody in the alternative media, every one of us, Alex Jones, Sam Bushman, Joyce Riley. I would hope Glenn Beck might come to the table. I would hope Michael Savage might come to the table. Who knows? But we all want to see the truth on 9/11, and every one of us would exploit this, what, disconnect between the mainstream press and Trump? Between the mainstream press and an article that he points to and his own personal eyewitness account? We would drive a truck through this on long-form radio, Kurt, and change the dynamic of the discussion entirely.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Here's the question. Will we get the chance?
Yep.
You think we will?
Then we got to take the chance ourselves. That's what we're doing.
I just did. We just did. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen. Anyway, I just find that an interesting discussion, and it's all couched in this article. From the mainstream press. But they're attacking Trump because he doesn't answer details. This is a pretty good detail. I was an eyewitness account, and I'm going to point to a 2001 article in the Washington Post. How long ago is that, Kurt?
14 years ago, Sam.
So if I point to an article of 14 years ago on an issue, and then I tell you that I was an eyewitness to something, is that detailed enough, or is that lack specificity?
That looks like he's doing his fact checking.
But they fact check it and say it's all a lie. It isn't true.
Yeah.
How does that all work, Kurt? And the answer is the mainstream press just lies. And if you're not smart enough to force the narrative, then it's over.
Yep.
And who could force the narrative? And the answer is new media taking center stage is the only one that could force this discussion. Were there people celebrating in New Jersey after 9/11? Did The Washington Post write an article about that, as Trump says. Was he truly an eyewitness to the event? If they detained and questioned people who were supposedly there, in other words, allegedly celebrating on the roofs, did they question witnesses such as Donald Trump, Kurt? And if not, why not? And if so, what do they have to say? So I want to know, did people celebrate or not? Well, those people who brought them in for questioning should have those answers. Why don't we release that and find out? So they're attacking Trump for lack of detail and specificity. How do you say that word? Specificity?
Specificity.
All right. They attack him and saying he's not, but man, all I'm telling you is bringing up an article from 14 years ago from the exact paper that it came from and then telling you that he was eyewitness personal account. I don't know that it gets more detailed than that, does it?
No, that's pretty good.
Okay, and this is on an issue that they don't want to talk about.
Yeah, they're always saying he doesn't have much substance behind what he says.
But yeah, talk more into your phone if you can.
They're saying he doesn't have
good, perfect
behind what he says, but that's pretty substantive.
So I don't know what gives, but if we're going to talk about somebody who has knowledge and a concern about America and justifying why he would say we need to have a list of mosques or track these people. Now, I'm not saying we ought to have a list or track these people. I'm not agreeing with him necessarily. But what I am saying is if you question why he says that and he brings this up, and it's very detailed. How do you ignore that? And the answer is because they're the mainstream press and they set the narrative. He who owns the media makes the rules. Donald, shut up. You don't have any specificity on this thing or anything else. You're just, all you do is rip on salesmen's answers and attack people and da-da-da-da-da. And we're not going to talk about that. End of story. Next.
That's right.
But I think Trump needs to come to his friends and we can help him. Just imagine if he poured a couple of million bucks into us and said, Sam, help me. Let's force this discussion. Let's change the narrative in America. Imagine if Trump was that dedicated and serious. I don't even know if I can get a hold of his publicist, Kurt.
Great point.
I have hunted and scoured the news, found this article, drilled into the thousands of word article that it is, and found these details to bring out in support of Trump's point. And to say we have to have a true, transparent narrative on this discussion and find out the facts. But what they want to do is go, oh, you're lying. Fact checkers proved it. We're done. Trust us. We tell you how it is. It reminds me of before the people could read the Bible. Trust me, I read the Bible, and I'm here to tell you what it says, Kurt.
Yep.
Have we lost our minds? We have the ability to call a halt to the con game right now. But does anybody care but me? I mean, I'm a nobody. I mean, James Woods hanging out with Ted Cruz, and I can't even say hi to Ted. I might be able to go into the gallery in the Senate and wave at him from afar if they frisk me down and take off half my clothes first, right, Kurt?
Well, that way you're safe.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm not downing James Woods. I'm using him as a comparison to make the point. How influential could me and about 25 other talk show hosts be in forcing this discussion, Kurt? I bet if enough of us really stood together with Trump, we could get it done.
Yep.
They wouldn't be able to back out of that. I would offer to interview the author of the Washington Post article and say, what due diligence, what fact-finding mission did you go on when you wrote the article? Who was detaining people? Who was questioned for celebrating on the rooftops? Who did the questioning? And you start to take names and follow up on this, and the narrative changes fast, Kurt.
You know, the thing is, Dan, this is a politically incorrect story. The one we picked up the rug just supposed to go away as fast as possible.
And that's exactly why I dig it.
Amen.
All right, my friend, travel safe. Happy Thanksgiving. If I don't talk to you before, we are going to be live tomorrow for Thanksgiving, by the way, folks. We absolutely will be live.
Yeah, I should have good tech, so I'll be ready.
Wonderful, my friend. Thank you and Godspeed.
Thank you, sir.
There he goes, Kurt Crosby on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, the mainstream press was lying back then in 2001, or they're lying now, but we shouldn't let them have it both ways. Fact checkers, my eye. Let's drill in and find out. Long-form radio can get it done, baby. LibertyRoundtable.com. We are syndicated by RepublicBroadcasting.org and LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.